Okay, good morning. A little from the Siva Shalom. It's the very last piece in Parshas Yisro about the special, unique nature of the Shabbos, and on a more broader scale, the special tekufa that we're entering into now with Parshas Yisro. So he begins and says, Maran Admor Balik Beis Avram Zechus V'genu Omer Al Shabbos Parshas Yisro. This week, this Parsha, Shehi Bechinas Shavuos Kotan. It is a miniature Shavuos. Hein this means, Derech Maimer Harava, Hakadosh Merizin or Zechus V'genu, the original Rebbe, he says, Kemosha Hazman Ma'or HaKriya. What does that mean? That, well, let me finish off. Shekorin B'Torah Me'inyon Adiyoma. So when you read something from the Torah, that always connects to the Zman that you're in. Meaning that on Pesach, we read the Inyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as we're going through these parashios yesterday, Shabbos, we personally experienced our own little Kriyas Yamsuf inside of our neshamas, that the reading of the Torah affects us. It's not just a recounting of a historical event, but there's a koach, it's ma'ora the zman. So if we're reading about this Shabbos, we're reading about Kabbalah Satorah, that means there's a Kabbalah Satorah that's taking place. That's in essence what the visioner is teaching us. The Pesach is a parsha shel Pesach, the Sukkos parsha shel Sukkos, we always read the parshios of thing. Think about for a second, what is the Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av morning, right? Parshas Ve'eschon. It's always part of that time period. Kain Kriya Ma'or HaZman Kasher Korin B'Torah Parshas Yetzias Mitzrayim Ma'orim Es HaHoras Shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So by reading these parshios, that's the whole Inyan of Shovavim, that we're going through these parshios, it connects to the idea of getting out of Mitzrayim. Ve'im Kain B'Shabbos Korin B'Torah as Parshas Kabbalah Satorah Ma'orim Es HaOras Shel Kabbalah Satorah. So we're going to receive the Torah again. Remember years ago, almost 20 years ago, I've said this over before, it was like an Erev Shabbos Parshas to a girl. She came back to me on Monday and said, I told my rabbi that and he never heard of it. Where does it say that? So I showed her the sources where it says such an idea. She's like, you're just making this up. You just want us to go to Shul on Parshas Yisro. Taka, I do, but I wasn't making it up. You know, we have sources for these things, right? Okay, so the Kriya is more of this man. So this is a Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. Lekach, therefore, Shabbosuhu Shavuos Katan. That's why this is a miniature Shabbos. Parshas Yisro. Sheish bo bechinas Kabbalah Satorah Zeira. It's a miniature. It's not Shavuos, but it's main. It's a little taste of Shavuos coming up. So Veishlam Obazeh, we could say more than this. Let's read the pasuk. It's in Parshas Ekev. It's the first pasuk in Chamishi. Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis V'Ata and Al Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokech Hashol Me'imach. What exactly is Hashem requesting of you? So it sounds like it's a small little thing. Ki'im L'Yira Es Hashem Elokecha, to fear God, L'Leches Bechol Derachav, to follow Him in all your ways, La'avos, to love Him, La'avos Es Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha, to serve Him with all your heart, Bechol Nafshecha, with all of your soul. So there's a lot to talk about on that pasuk. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's a fun thing to do when you have a little bit of time. Count the number of letters, and you'll find there are 99 letters in the pasuk V'Ata Yisrael until Bechol Nafshecha. Okay, let's put that in the back for a second. We'll come back to it in a minute. So now he continues. He says, he brings the pasuk Ma in the pasuk. What is Hashem asking? Merumas lemem hey yamim. So the word ma'av, that is a hint to the 45 days from the beginning, from the middle of Av until Rosh Hashanah. Shehemi mehachon l'Rosh Hashanah, because that's what we're preparing ourselves for. And again, we're reading Parshas Ekev in that time of the year. I'm asking for Yira. That's the Zman, that's the Tekufa of working on Yira Shemayim during Elzman. Shibayomim Eli Yaval Yehudi Es Hashem Yisbarach Midas HaYira L'Hachin Atzmal Rosh Hashanah. Because it's the Yom HaDin. Ve'ef Shul L'Hosif Bezeh. So says the Nesiv HaShalom, we can add on to this. Od Al Pidrashas Chazal, there's a Gemara in Menachos on Mem Gimel and Medbeiz Al HaPosuk. Same one we just read. Ma Hashem L'Kech HaShol Mimach Al Tikra Ma. Don't read the word as Ma. Ella Mea. So you would read this as V'Ata Yisrael, and now Jewish people, Mea, 100, Hashem HaKech HaShomimach. He's asking for 100. So this is a remez, a hint, as they go on for the rabbinic idea of saying 100 brachos every single day. Shedarshu le'inyin mea brachos v'yesh lomer, shemruz b'zeh gam le'inyin yimei hachon, le'hagil yira es Hashem Lokecha. So he says, not only is it 45, ma, there's even 100. There's 100 days of preparation to get us to that place of yira. Sha'al tikre ma elam mea yomim. Make 100 days of preparation. Kedis b'svar makadoshim. Tammuz, right? Tof, mem, yud, Zion is Rosh Hashanah, Zmanei Teshuva, Mashmirim Avoyim. The time of Tshuvas has arrived. Mirosh Chodesh Tammuz, because from the first day of Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Ad Yom Kippurim, Yesh Mea Yom. There's 100 days. You make it a Cheshbon, 30 in Tammuz, 30 in Av, 30 in Elul, and 10 more days is 100. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's a Yom Kippur. She tekufas misugeles l'shini hamahus. This is a special, auspicious time for changing the essence. Mahus means the essence of who we are. In order for Yid to really change and to rebuild themselves, lo dai b'mem hei. It's not sufficient for only for 45 days. Eladrushim lozeh mea. I mean, 100 days, right? Avoda yiras Hashem lokecha, the hasagas hadarga haruuya shel yiras Hashem kerucha b'shinim hamuhus. Because you really have to change yourself, make a real change. You know, I was reading with my son, the bad Midos pirates that became the good Midos people. But then the good Midos people, it's a cute book, it's a very good book, excellent drawings. I think with Baruch Chait, it's fantastic. These books are very, very, very geschmack. But the problem was the people, the good Midos people, were having shadows. Why were they having shadows? They're having shadows of their former selves, the bad Midos pirates, because they didn't really change themselves. You know, they made external changes, right? So externally, it's not so hard to change. You know, you could grow a beard for free. Your yarmulke costs $2, but, you know, gewalt, that's your Yiddishkeit. A $2 yarmulke and a free beard? Okay, so you get a nice, you'll dress like a penguin, you'll have like a nice white shirt, you have a nice black suit, but you didn't change anything. Gewalt, you didn't change, you just, you got a new wardrobe. You want to make a real change? You want to change the mahus, the essence of who you are? That's work. That's work. I was learning with Avrami, and he was talking about, you know, people want to change. He's a good baseball player. People want to change their swing. He's like, I'm going to change it all in one night. He said, you can't change your swing. You got to work on it. You know, take one little part of your perfecting your swing. You work on that for a month, then you'll see a change. Okay. Kal v'chomer, in terms of spirituality, you want to make a real change in who you are. You want to work on a midah of kas or of gaiva. These things don't change overnight. The bad Midos pirates, the shadows were on the wall because they only made external changes. Oh, so where's it coming? Back to Nesiva Shalom. A person wants to make a real change. You can't just do this, you know, at the snap of fingers, at the drop of a hat. You have to, 100 days to make a real, real change. Kvar avoida shomea yomim. Vehine yesodas haTorah heim beis midos avyira. We know that the two main foundations of serving Hashem is not only fear, awe, respect. It's not only love, ava. It's the two of them combined. As the Gemara said, that a bird needs two wings to fly. We need two wings to fly, to ascend, to become close to Hashem. The two wings are Ava and Yira. I, which comes first? So they bring it to Pekuda Kadmo, the first commandment, Do Yira Hashem. The first step is Yira. Pekuda Tanino, the second step, the second mitzvah, Do Ava Hashem. That's loving Hashem. And now we come to the end of the Pasuk. V'yata Yisrael Mashem Lekecha Sholem Mach. What was the first thing? Ki'im L'Yira. First, the Pasuk mentions Yira, as Hashem Lekecha Leches B'chod Rochav La'ava. And then it mentions Ahava. So the first step is Yira. Okay, Kamoshi Yesh Tekufa Shomei Yom Lefnei Yom HaKippurim B'Mida Seyira. So Gaval, just like there's 100 days of preparation to work on the Mida of Yira, 100 days before Yom Kippur is Tammuz. Kamochin Yesh Gam Tekufa Shomei Yom B'Midas Ahava. So too, you have to have 100 days to work on the Mida of Ahava. Shehavoyde Lekras Chag HaShavuos Mascheles B'Shabbos Parshas Yisro. So that 100 days begins this Shabbos. Shehu Be'erech, it's approximate. It doesn't work out exactly. Me'a Yomim Koidim Chag HaShavuos. Right? Because if Parshas Yisro this year is going to come out on Chof Shvat. Okay, so 10 days of Shvat. And then you have Adar. And then you have Nisan. And you get there. It's a Kemat. It's about there. But Tekufa Zu. Give or take a week or so. Fine. But Tekufa Zu. Yavod Yehudi LaHashem Yisbaruch Midas Ahava. So the primal focus at this point is Ahava. LaHachin Atzma LeChag HaShavuos, and this is all being taken within the larger goal of getting to Chag HaShavuos to be Mekabel Torah. Tekufa Zukula Tekufa Shel Ahava. This is the season of love. That's what we're in. You know, it's freezing outside, but it's the season of love. This is what we're focusing on. We're beginning now the Tekufa soon, next week. Parshas, what's it called? Mishpatim, right? Kimo, Sha'amar, Harav HaKadosh, Reb Pinchas Koretz. The Pinchas Koritzer felt that he got a special Ruach HaKodesh on these Dalad Parashios. That's the Shkolim. The whole month of Nisan is one of Ahava. That we have the 7 weeks, which is like the 7 days of purity that a kala, in order to be intimate with her husband, with that's us, the Klaus Pro, preparing ourselves in order to have an intimate yichud, a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch by receiving his Torah. Ad chagas shavuos shehu yichud hagomer bein Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Bo magim Yisrael the madrigasam hal yon lihios ha'am hanivchar. That's when we were picked to be the nation. You know, imagine, you know, you're on the playground as kids and you have 70 kids lined up on the fence. You know, who's going to be the first round draft pick? Who's the coach going to want to be if I could pick any kid to be on my team? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, I can pick any nation. And he picks us. We have the Zechus. We are the Am HaNivchar. Shebeshevuos Bocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ahava. He picked us with love, with Ahava. So tap into that energy of Ahava starting this week's Parsha, Parsha's Yisro. Va'az Nemer Lehem Anochi Hashem Elokecho. At, again, this week's Parsha, and at Shavuos, Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God. HaElokim Shelcha, I'm your God. I have a personal, intimate, close relationship with you. That's also included in the mitzvah of emuna, which is the main thing we need to work on during this generation, is to strengthen our emuna. Shemavad etzim ha'emunas b'Hashem. Beside the believing, obviously, in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ka'omer anochi Hashem yesh es ha'emuna sheYisrael heim am hanivchar. We also have to believe that we are Hashem's chosen people. Elokecha, your God. Anochi Elokim shelcha, I am your God. We ask Yomim Koidim. Chag HaShavuos, and the 100 days now before Shavuos, Heim Yimei Hachana Le'agil Le'yichud Ha'am HaNivchar Im Hashem Elokav U'Liyom Chasunoso Zumat Torah. It's a chuppah. We're preparing for the wedding now, 100 days in advance. I don't know, different circles have different amount of times between the between the engagement and the chuppah. Where we have 100 days. Well, we're holding right now with 100 day tekufa. Valkein Shabbos Parshas Yisro Hu Shavuos Katan. That's why this is a miniature Shavuos, the season of love. It's a season of love. It's a miniature Shavuos. Bo mascheles hachon lechag haShavuos. Hayin yesh b'shana shtei tekufos shomea yom. There are two different time periods of 100 days in the throughout the year. Avos Shem beBeis Yisodi Havodas Hashem Avavira. So we have the 100 days before Yom Kippur, right? Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. We have the 100 days before Shavuos, which is Parshas Yisro. Chemosh b'meya yemei hachon l'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim havodehi ki'im yira. That's we focus on the yira. Kedis b'svarim hakadoshim shekeim and shayom hamnoroyim heim yemei din. Right? So since it's a time of judgment, l'mala l'kach gam l'avodah shel Yisrael l'mato tzrichin li'oz az b'midas ha'yira. Since it's a time of judgment above in Shemayim, it should be a time of judgment on ourselves. Midas ha'din yira down here in this world. Al derech ze kodem chag haShavuos yesh tekuf l'shok mei kimei yomim sheyehudi tzarech lavod b'hashem Hashem yizborach b'midas ava. Now is the time of love. Love, ava, l'hishrish b'chol mahuso to instill in our whole essence ve'evarav in all of our limbs avas Hashem. And we could add, this is my own personal hosafa, we could add that we know the Baal Shem Tov taught us that there are three loves that are intertwined. There's the love of Hashem, there's the love of his Torah, and there's love of his people. So we can work on all three loves. We can work on coming close to Hashem, preparing for the amazing chasen of Shavuos. You know, I'll say it now, over and over again, but I don't get any sense. I cannot understand the people who stay up all night on Shavuos and sleep through the davening. It's a wedding. You know what goes into making a wedding? The photographer, the band, the hors d'oeuvres, the flowers, everything, the suits, everything that goes into making a wedding. What kind of fool spends so much time of hachana and then sleeps through the chuppah? We shouldn't sleep. We shouldn't sleep through our davening on Shavuos, but that's time for a different shmuz. But right now, the preparation begins now. Parshas Yisro, but focusing on Ahava, loving Hashem, loving the Torah, and loving Am Yisrael. Okay, Shkoich, wishing everybody a wonderful week.